I don't really know, man. It's like I've done so many of these, like these type of things where it's just like talking and just like, but it's always so much harder to like do them when you consciously know you probably want to like put them out. It's always like inherently like more difficult, like I don't know, because like, oh man, nah, fuck it, it's yeah, fuck it. Like, I guess I decided to do like this one, like this quote unquote special episode of the podcast, because I haven't been like sleeping, I guess. And I thought like, fuck it, I might as well like record like why I'm awake always. But I don't like, I don't really know why. I just know like random things that I obsessively think about during the times I'm supposed to like sleep, I guess. Yeah, it's obviously like primarily art related because I'm more or less a one trick pony, because I only know dumb art stuff. That's yeah, and I don't even know that like too good. It's great. It's like, I don't know. I talked about like art with like two artist buddies of mine, like musicians. And like I tried to explain it to them to a degree, but it's because it's like, it's like art has been like the first thing like I truly cared about. That was the first thing I was like, oh yeah, like that shit's tight, I want to do that, and I would like give up everything for it. But simultaneously I'm like, oh, art is like bullshit, like it's like the dumbest shit ever. And I guess like that's probably like the thing that fucks with me or fucked with me like the most, like having this thing you're like, you like put on a pedestal as like the greatest thing and like the best thing ever, but like at the same time knowing that it's like all like fabricated bullshit and that like really doesn't matter. I guess that's fucked. And like people try to put like fake value on art, like, oh no, artists, like art has like all this like cultural importance and stuff. But it's like, I mean, I guess it technically has some importance like culturally over time, but at the same time like it is bullshit. And like the best example like why art is bullshit is like I have to like preface that, like I don't like the idea of like having like gatekeepers like for like stuff, like having like fucking elitist pieces of shit like telling younger people that they're not enough to like be part of like whatever. But it's like art is bullshit because like everyone is like everyone can like just say they're an artist, and it's like you can't really do anything about it. It's like, sure, I guess so. It's like you don't even have to, like if you like have drawn something once or like written something once, you're like technically an artist. And it's like that's kind of what like makes the whole idea of like art and like being an artist bullshit. It's like this meaningless thing that like we put value on. It's like you can't just call yourself like a heart surgeon. Like you have to actually like be able to perform like heart surgery. And it's just like the amount of people I know or like I've talked to like within like the last year that like have written like one short story like in the last 5 years and call themselves like authors. It's like it's ridiculous. Like art is so bullshit. It's such a dumb thing to be like. It's just a dumb thing to be like, oh, I'm gonna dedicate my life to this dumb shit. It's so dumb. And at the same time, I'm like so aware of that it's dumb, but I'm also like at the same time like, oh, art is like the most important thing ever. We need to like preserve art and like support all these artists and stuff. And it's like, yeah, sure. I don't know. But also obviously can like be two things at the same time. It's not like that's impossible. It can be like this cool, like important thing that's also kind of bullshit, I guess. But I think like a big part of like what made art like brought art to the point where it's like all kind of bullshit is like where we started pretending that there isn't such a thing as like bad art and good art. Just a bunch of people like pretending like 'cause it's like that's like a big thing, like people talking about art is objective and it's like the beauty of art is in the eye of its beholder. And it's like, yeah, of course, like to a certain degree, it's like not everyone is gonna like, I don't know, like Andy Warhol's soup, Campbell soup, fucking print stuff, whatever, obviously. But it's like, there is such a thing as like good art or bad art. Like, we cannot pretend that that isn't a thing. It's like, you can dislike the Mona Lisa because of whatever, because you think it's boring or something, but you're not gonna look at the Mona Lisa and be like, oh, that's bad art. You would just be like, and you would just be dumb. It's like there is like good art and there is bad art, and right now like almost everything is bad art, and like the things that are like really cool and interesting are just like slightly better but still bad art. Because I don't know, and like it might have to do like with this whole postmodern bullshit era we're in. Like it might be this, it might be that too, like it might be like, oh man, it might be that, but it's also, I don't know. Because like postmodernism is like made us all so cynical, and like I say like a lot, that's not good. I say that a little too much. But it's a good filler word when you're like not smart. So you can just put like in like every four every f you can just put five like in every five words. So you have more time to think about bullshit concepts you want to spout out without thinking really about them. Yeah, but like anyway, but like anyway. Yeah, but anyway, it's like, that's great. That's like such a big fear also, because you I might just sound like really dumb, and like no one wants to sound dumb, even though I know that I'm like a pretty dumb guy. I don't know anything. But back to postmodernism, and because postmodernism made us all these cynical, ironic loving, sarcastic, like pieces of shit. It just made a whole generation of people that think it's cool to not care. But then it's really hard to explain because you can observe it, like you can observe it a lot. You can observe it a lot, but it's hard to differentiate people that care and people that pretend to care. There are always examples where it's like super easy, like where it's super easy and you see it. Oh yeah, that's just fake. That's just a person pretending to care. But because everything is so postmodern and sarcastic, it makes it so much harder. Harder. Because 'cause it is kind of fucked up to see see all these people whose bios and whatever are just like, I'm fluent in sarcasm. Don't speak to me unless you're ready for some sarcastic comments. And then every second thing they tweet or caption is just like, humans fucking suck. I hate humans. People are the worst. Hell is other people. And it's just, all right. It's cool, you can be that person, but you can't be that person and then also be the person that's like, this super woke, I'm gonna fight for everyone's rights person. You can't be, because like that's the problem. It's not that it's like, obviously, the I hate everyone is this ironic edgy thing that people do to look cooler. I obviously get that, but you can't go from being super sarcastic and everything is irony to, but like no, for real, there was a lot of bad stuff going on, and we have to do something. It's just, you can't just willy-nilly choose when you want to get earnest, because no one knows. I don't know. You see, now I wish I was smarter so I could figure that out and then be miserable. It just feels so incredibly fake and forced. Because there's no way everyone is in love with sarcasm and irony. It's just, oh man. And I guess in some ways it's kind of like, whatever, what why should I care? But it just translates into everything, into art and stuff, because then people start liking art ironically, and then I don't know. That's the same thing, like that's just another part to like art being bullshit. It's you can like certain music or art ironically, and like that doesn't matter. Like the artist probably doesn't, a lot of artists probably doesn't, oh man, a lot of artists probably don't know that like 25% of the audience doesn't really like their work. It's just like this ironic joke they do. I don't know. That's why movies and stuff kind of sucked, because they try to do something that's earnest and sentimental in some kind of way, and then it automatically sucks because everyone forgot how to not be like an asshole all the time. So you watch some movie that's supposed to be sentimental and heartfelt, and you're like, oh, that's corny as shit. That's fucking that's so dumb. And it is like most of these movies are dumb as shit, but it's also like, how many movies are you gonna watch where like the main character looks at the camera and says some dumb comment, and then you feel like good about it? Like we're little kids, we need like the TV character character. Oh man. Like we need the people in the movies and TVs to talk to us like we're 5 years old. Art is fucking embarrassing. It's terrible. It all kind of sucks. But there's also like so much good stuff also. Like that's the fucked up part. It's everything that sucks is also like equally good. So you can't really complain about it without seeming like a gigantic asshole. That's like, oh man. And I don't even know, like, if people weren't like so driven by sarcasm and irony, I still would be mad. I would be like, mad that everybody is so earnest all the time. I think, at least. But I also think I would be less mad because at least there's like more truth to that, because earnesty is at least, I don't know. I don't know. That's one thing that I know, that I don't know is like the most truthful, real thing you can say. That you don't know something, because it's always kind of embarrassing to say that you don't know. That makes it that more potent and real. But anyways, yeah, I don't know, it's starting to be like 2 a.m. I've been also thinking about, oh, that goes, no, that's like, I have something. I guess like normally when I do stuff like this, I have like notes that are like just a couple of keywords, so I'm like, so just so I'm on track and don't go all over the place, but I lost my notebook, so I don't have any notes. But another part of this being trapped in irony type of thing is, Oh man, that's kind of fucked up. It's I've been always kind of aware, or like, or at least cautious of how I talk about like certain things, like mental illness and stuff, like in relation to art, because it is a weird topic, and it's super easy to fall into the category of, oh, this is the mental illness type artist that always talks about it, and I don't care enough to like do that. I just want to do my shitty art and stuff. I want to do that. I don't want to be an advocate or something. But I do think a weird part of this postmodern approach to, I don't know, this postmodern approach to life is like this weird exploitation of this weird exploitation of mental illness as like this positive, cool, edgy thing. And you could first saw it, you can the first time like you really saw it was just edgy 4chan guys using it for memes and stuff, and that was kind of funny. But then it like translated into other people using it, and then at some point companies, what is the most disgusting thing when McDonald's, that's part of this postmodern bullshit, it's like it's companies like McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever, like fast food chains or AT&T making Twitter accounts and tweeting like they're regular people. That's I mean, that's so disgusting. And it's like that only works. That's so dumb and disgusting, and no one should think that's an okay thing to do for McDonald's to put out quote unquote relatable tweets. And it's also like, you need to be really, if you follow McDonald's on any social media, you should be, I don't know. Oh man, I mean, if you follow McDonald's or any other fast food chain or like big dumb company on social media, you need help, buddy. You need even more help than me. I mean, that's what insanity truly is. Like following a big dumb company because you want to check out the funny tweet or funny Instagram picture they post. That's insane. You should be in prison for that. That's even worse than the company posting that bullshit. Just following McDonald's is, oh my God. But I think a large portion of like the people following it, they realize that it's dumb bullshit, but it's like cloaked in irony and like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we followed McDonald's? And then like people don't realize anymore. I feel like we're sowing, we as like a generation are so, are so engulfed in irony that we're so engulfed in it, we sometimes don't even know anymore if we think, or if we like something or think something is good, or if we just like it ironically. I think we're at the point where we can't differentiate, where we can't differentiate the two from each other. And I think that's really sad. We don't we don't really know anymore what's good and what's not. Oh man. That fucking sucks. I mean, that's terrible. We lost the ability to like judge if something is good or not. How insane. By the way, I know it's like back to that dumb McDonald's thing, but it's dumb. If you follow McDonald's and you also follow me, just unfollow me, dude. I mean, that's fucked up, dude. I don't care. Because also, like, the fact of the matter is, only maybe five people are gonna go listen, gonna click the link to listen to this recording. And from the five people that clicked on it, maybe one or two are gonna, like, get to the whatever minute mark to hear this. So it truly doesn't matter. But fuck you if you follow McDonald's or Burger King or any other dumb company because you want to see the funny tweet. And that's not even an anti-corporate thing. It's just a don't be a dumb piece of shit. Oh man. I think I had a point to make, but I completely forgot that. Probably doesn't matter. I was talking about that. I got it. I got it. I got it. It's so back to the whole mental illness thing. It's even like these big companies like pretend to care about mental health and stuff and make these funny I'm depressed so I need a cheeseburger memes. What is whatever, I guess. But I think in many ways we don't realize how easy it is to like how easy social media and stuff like can influence us, especially when it comes like to little stuff. And you can obviously you can argue that like mental health is like a big thing, but it is like a big thing, especially if like you have it. If you don't really deal with a lot of that kind of stuff, it's not that big of a thing. So because it's not always current in your head, so you don't really think about it that much. So it's a little thing, and I don't know. It's just, I'm just mad, I guess. I guess I'm mad at the. I guess what I'm mad about is when you. Oh man. I guess what fucks me up the most about it is when I do something, especially on Instagram and stuff, when I write something or like post something that I think. That is like true to me, true to who I am, and I think like it's this real thing and it's a genuine it's like a genuine way to share what I'm feeling. And people automatically assume that it's like this weird cry for help. But it really isn't. And I think I've been like pretty clear of that, like over time. I'm not going onto Instagram to like get help from random people that follow me or whatever. I just think it's interesting to look at Instagram as this weird multi as this weird multimedia diary type of art sketchbook. And so you just take pictures or make videos or whatever and post them and write stuff and post it. So I use it as that. I use it as like what is like the most genuine type of what is the most genuine type of emotion I feel right now, and I feel like I should. I should kind of, I don't know, immortalize, I guess. So then I post something and it's like, 'cause it wouldn't piss me off as much if I would feel like the people that, 'cause that what I'm about to say probably is gonna sound fucked up, but it's also like whatever. Because I post something and then people quote unquote try to save me, and it's like, and in theory that's a nice thing. It's because it's like, oh, there are these people that don't even know me that want to help me, but it isn't genuine. It's just this thing they do to, oh man, now I kind of wish I hadn't started that. That's dumb, but I'm also gonna be too lazy to cut anything out. I guess it's like if I post something that I've written that more or less talks about, like, fuck it, I don't care, I wanna die. Then that's just how I felt at that moment. And I felt like that's the truest expression of what I'm feeling. I'm gonna post that, so I'm gonna have it like basically like in a diary, immortalized. And if then a person that is drowning in this weird irony type of thing sees that and then decides to like text me and be all like, oh, this is, you shouldn't kill yourself, and if you need help, I'm here. And it's just, it isn't and genuine. This, but it also might be, I'm just, maybe I'm just like weird and paranoid about it, but I don't feel like this is a person that like truly wants to help me. I think it's a person that sees me posting this, sees maybe like maybe catches a little bit of a vibe of the person I am from the other things I do, and it's like, oh, this is like this weird artist guy that probably is gonna kill himself sooner or later. And but if I now do this thing of, oh, well, I want to help you, then I'm not gonna have to feel bad about him actually killing himself because I tried to save him. I'm a little bit of a hero. And that's kind of like the fucked up thing. It's like really cynical. And that translates to like everything, like especially cultural stuff, like when the whole woke thing was a really big thing, I guess. I mean, it's still a big thing, but they kind of dodged the word woke now. But is that also, that's like an extremely cynical thing of like, we are trying to make, we're pretending to be these good people, but what we really want to do is like destroy these people's lives. And it's, and that's fucked. And that comes from a person that's like pretty cynical. I'm pretty cynical, like in nature. But even, But even I wouldn't do something like that. That seems so dark. It seems so dark to see someone dead. To see someone dying and thinking and looking at it and thinking, how can I use this to my advantage is really dark. But also, truth be told, is maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these are just nice people that are trying to save me. And if it's that, then it's like, cool, thanks, but this is not a thing where I'm gonna be safe. That's a thing that's just me trying to handle myself for as long as it's possible. And maybe I'm gonna make it, and maybe not. And if I make it, it's like, fine, whatever, I'm still here. And if not, I'm going to be dead. And then it's like, whatever, too. I do think like there's something cool and sacred about life, but not to the point where it's. Whatever. Whatever is also like a great dumb guy word. When you just can't think of the right reasoning for your argument, you just throw in whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah. So I guess that's partially what's keeping me awake. Yeah. I've also been thinking. I've also been thinking about this. I guess it, in total it was. I think there were two or three conversations I had with this girl who was this anarcho-feminist communist girl who was also in law school. And we had, yeah, I think two conversations. We just talked about art and politics and stuff, and I guess like the most interesting part for me was the most interesting part is for a person who's It was interesting to see that a person that like that in theory is this super nice for the people kind of person can also be so wrapped up in her own ideology that she will throw whatever under the bus to justify her own ideology. And I obviously did the same thing. It's just my thing was art, and I looked at everything through this like lens of art. And I just think we are all too wrapped up in ideology and all these things. That's not saying we shouldn't believe in things. And what do I know? Maybe communism, socialism, maybe these are the right ways to go. And obviously, feminism is great. And obviously, the Black Lives Matter movement is great and all these things are these great movements, these great things. Well, we also at some point have to realize that we are more than these martyrs for these movements. We're also, we can't get too wrapped in into an ideology, into these ideas. We can believe in them, we can support them whole, we can support them wholeheartedly, but we also have to, oh man, I think a lot of people have lost their humanity in a weird way, fighting for in a weird way, a lot of people have lost their humanity while fighting for other humans. It's this really weird thing. That's so dumb. I've been talking for like way too long for how dumb I am. 'Cause that's all. That's great because no one is gonna listen like to four. No one. I'm like 40 minutes in. No one is gonna listen 40 minutes in. That's insane. 40 minutes in is also insane. You might as well like follow the McDonald's Twitter if you listen to me talk for 40 minutes. That's insane. That's a problem. You should. That's a real problem if you think, oh man. Anyway. I guess it's just important to not lose the little thing that makes you human and get too wrapped up into ideology and stuff. But that's hard. Really, really hard. Now I'm thinking again about how art is bullshit. Art is also bullshit because art is also bullshit because even really, really good art kind of sucks. That also makes art like if you look at some of the best paintings of Picasso, they are like so amazing. The colors are great. The composition of the painting, everything is like so amazing. But you can also look at it and be like, oh, it's kind of, it also kind of sucks. And it's like the best of that thing. Like a Picasso or a Warhol is like the best of that thing. And same goes for music. Like Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix is so amazing. But you can also kind of see how it sucks. And then here comes my dumbass, and I'm like, I wanna. That's what I wanna do. Some bullshit thing that obviously is gonna suck. Yeah. Oh man. Anyway, I think I'm done or whatever. This whole thing has been weird and Yeah. Upsetting, to be honest. I'm a little bit upset about the whole thing now. I still think I'm not going to be able to sleep, so that didn't help at all. Don't know if that's the first or the last time I'm going to do something like this. I don't know. I don't think anyone is listening this far in. So that's for sure. I don't think any of the five listeners have made it to the end of this. Yeah, so I guess the important things from this are art is bullshit, but it's also kind of good, kind of great. Even good art sucks. And stop being such an ironic piece of shit all the time. And tell people how you feel about things without having to smirk. And most importantly, I'm kind of a dumb guy, so maybe don't listen to me. Yeah. Peace.